With SRN News, I'm John Scott. More than 235 suspected members of an ultraviolent Venezuelan gang have been deported by the Trump administration. Sent to a maximum security prison in El Salvador, despite a federal judge's order against their deportation and his attempt to stop it.
President Trump relied on an obscure 18th century law to deport the men, and lawyers arguing that it applied only to wartime got a judge to block the deportations. He added that any planes in the air should turn around. But they landed anyway, and the president of El Salvador posted a comment on X saying, oopsie, too late. The White House spokeswoman said the judge's order had no lawful basis.
The BBC's Peter Hyatt. Also at SRNnews.com, residents and work crews in the South and Midwest beginning to clean up and survey the destruction from a series of storms that kicked up wildfires, tornadoes, and dust storms. The severe weather that first developed Friday and barreled across seven states left at least 39 dead. Wind-driven wildfires across Oklahoma destroyed more than 400 homes. President Trump holding his ground on tariffs.
President Trump says he is moving ahead with his plans to impose more tariffs.
April 2nd is a liberating day for our country.
The president spoke to reporters on Air Force One. He has occasionally changed course on some tariff plans, but he is firm on the April 2nd date.
We're going to be getting back some of the wealth that very, very foolish presidents gave away.
The president says it is reciprocal.
They charge us. And we charge them.
Inflation improved last month, but is still high, and there are worries tariffs could push it even higher. The stock market has been tumbling quickly since setting a record less than a month ago. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And on Wall Street, stocks are holding steady after sharp swings. The Dow up 387 points now. This is SRN News. A mainland Protestant denomination embraces the LGBT agenda.
Leaders of the Presbyterian Church USA have amended the organization's constitution to bar discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and so-called gender identity. Meanwhile, a separate proposal that would require any prospective PCUSA clergyman to answer questions about his stance on homosexuality is still being considered by the churches. Mainline denominations have increasingly embraced the LGBT agenda and lost membership as a result. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican lawmakers in Kentucky adding several medical exceptions to the state's near-total abortion ban. They say they want to provide clarity to doctors now fearful of breaking the law for terminating pregnancies while treating expectant mothers with grave health complications. Kentucky bans abortions except when the procedure is carried out to save a mother's life. This is SRN News. The manhunt is on in the Big Apple.
A man is set on fire in Times Square and is recovering. Police are searching for a suspect. They say around 4 a.m. Sunday morning, officers saw the 45-year-old victim and put out the flames. He's in stable condition. Video and images from the scene show the victim walking shirtless, accompanied by firefighters after the flames were put out. Footage of the man being treated in an ambulance shows burns to his face, neck, chest, and arms. In December, a woman was killed when she was set on fire on the subway. A suspect was arrested a short time later. Julie Walker, New York.
Auburn, the overall seed in the NCAA tournament, with Duke, Houston, and Florida joining the Tigers on the number one line in the March Madness bracket. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.